Beijing is developing so fast that, in effect, it is a completely new city. Impressive as your new skyscrapers are, they are changing the face of Beijing completely, turning it into a very ordinary city like any other modern city in the world. I find it such a great pity.
It is a problem, I admit. And it's not only the face of Beijing that's changing. It's the way of living, which has a greater effect on the Beijing people. People are forced out of their traditional courtyard homes to live in apartment houses. Despite the modern conveniences of the new apartments, many old Beijingers still prefer to live in the old courtyard houses.
Besides the historical buildings, like the Imperial Palace and the Temple of Heaven, the traditional hutongs and courtyard houses of Beijing are part of the attraction for foreign tourists, and that's why we are sorry to see them disappear.
Yes, but the destruction of the old is not a must. Some of it should, and can, be preserved. I believe there was a debate among the top leaders and city planners on whether or not to preserve the old Beijing and build a new city beside the old in the early days of liberation.
Yes, you should and could have preserved your city walls and all those city gates, which now exist only in name.
I couldn't agree with you more. I don't know why the original plan of building a new Beijing didn't come true. Instead, construction and development centered around the old city, and so the walls and gates had to go to make way for the new roads and modern traffic. But even so, I think this regrettable destruction could have been avoided if the planners and architects set their minds to it.
I don't think that's the point. They were merely carrying out the orders of the policymakers. The most they could do was to make suggestions, or even to voice a different opinion. The decision rested with the policymakers, whoever they might be.
Questions. Number 1. What did the woman find a great pity?
Number 2. What has exerted greater influence over the Beijing people?
Number 3. Why did foreigners feel sorry to see the traditional buildings, such as hutongs and courtyard houses, disappear?
Number 4. What didn't come true according to the passage?
Number 5. Who should shoulder more responsibility for the destruction of the traditional buildings in Beijing, according to the woman?